1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day two of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. It will begin with a hearing on the gag order that prosecutors say Donald Trump has violated at least 10 times. ABC's Peter Haralambos has more.
Prosecutors have asked Judge Juan Merchan to fine Trump $10,000. They cited 10 social media or campaign posts from Trump they alleged violate the gag order by mentioning jurors or witnesses in the case. Prosecutors have also raised the possibility of jail time if Trump continues to violate the order.
Opening statements in the case were held on Monday. More protests against the war in Gaza on college campuses this week. Police made more than 100 arrests while clearing a pro-Palestinian encampment at New York University last night. Protests also at Columbia and also Yale. City of Baltimore wants the owner of the Dolly cargo ship held in keep responsible for the Key Bridge collapse. City leaders argue in court filings the company knew of problems on board before the ship took off, crashing into the bridge. This is ABC News. New concerns about a major cyber attack against the country's biggest health insurer, United Health Group, now says what it calls a substantial portion of patient data was stolen earlier this year in a hacking. Book fans are stepping up their fight against book bans.
After conservative groups sought to ban books dealing with sexuality, gender, and race in Bloomington, Minnesota, a not-straight 18-year-old, Shay Ross and friends, organized and helped persuade their school board to make it much harder to do so. Minnesota is one of several Democratic-leaning states pursuing bans on book bans. Washington and Maryland passed them this year, Illinois last year. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, a big increase from the year before. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a major deal in the world of high-fashion handbags running into a federal roadblock. The FTC suing to stop the company behind Coach from buying the parent company of Michael Kors. They say it would stifle competition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 a.m. WGBW and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we've
like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where, you know, we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, then gradually becoming mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 65, the wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
It is.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mino.
Good to have you back, buddy.
It's great to be back, but that's a fun city. I know you've been there. A lot of people have been to New York, but there's a lot of energy there.
No question.
And, you know, the first thing I did when I got there, I have a cost saving tip. You know, I did. I was
a cost saving tip.
I do. I always.
And now a cost saving tip for you, by the former mayor.
People traveling to New York. So I usually take an Uber or a cab to my hotel, right?
Okay. I've never taken an Uber.
Oh?
I don't know how to do it. Okay, go ahead.
Just whatever. It's download an app, but you know.
I don't know how to download an app.
I know. That's why I guess I started in the middle.
Yeah.
So I said, I had time, right? I got there because I left. You leave Green Bay at 8 and you're in LaGuardia at 11:30.
I will say this, so I give you a lot of credit. You're here 5:30 Friday morning. You're partying at the Parrot Head thing Friday night. You're on a plane to New York Saturday morning at 5. I mean, I give you credit. You're back to work here now again. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Jet setter.
I guess.
That's it. But so I said, LaGuardia Airport, have you been there lately?
Oh, no.
My God. It's about time. That
to get rid of it?
No, they upgraded it. They used all our ARPA money for that. And
okay.
Or, no, that not ARPA. What was the big thing Biden did? It was kind of
PP.
Right, the whole infrastructure bill. Remember that?
Last time I was there, it was terrible.
The front porch of our country, and that was airport was a dive.
It was a dive.
You should see it now.
I remember the carpeting was stained in the things. Couple of the things had like tape on them, the chair type thing.
There's some
terrible
low ceilings, but they really opened it up. A lot of glass, just some really cool water features. They play great music.
Well, it's right on the river, right? Or is that JFK?
No, it's on the river.
It's right on the river, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that where, what's his name, landed the plane in the Hudson? Sullivan?
Yes.
Sully? Was he taken off from LaGuardia? Or was he taken off from JFK? I don't know.
It was LaGuardia.
Was it? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, we're going in the Hudson? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Was it right?
Good movie, actually. Have you seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I'm glad it turned out. It was a little tense for a while. Anyway, so we got off. They have.
Got a text here. Your wife just texted. The mayor is a legend. Nice he is back.
Thank you, Donna.
Hey, Todd. How did Milton learn how to text?
Man, he.
Missed you?
Oh, God. He was crazy last night.
Yeah.
So, anyway. No, this is a good cost-saving tip. So they have tons of customer service people there with their little red vests on.
Yeah.
And so I said to Donna, look, let's not do the Uber thing. So I asked the guy, I said, look, what's the cheapest way to get to Times Square? He said, there's a free bus out in front, bus 70. Get on that. Takes you to the train station. Take the F train, and it'll drop you off at 42nd and Broadway. You got to walk three blocks. Did that. Bus comes every 8 to 10 minutes. Got on a bus, went to the train station, or the subway, I should say. Got on the F line, went to 42nd and Broadway. First thing I did when I get...
I took that exact same route one time.
Right. Yeah. And you get up, the first thing you see is... And I am just, I don't know what it is. I'm just addicted to those hot dog stands. Oh. I just love those. I love the people. And that's the first thing I did.
All things got, to be addicted to, but okay.
You know, got that with the mustard and, oh, it was great. Got that. And then we walked three blocks right through Times Square. Anyway, checked into the hotel, got in the elevator. Another couple walked in. They said, did you guys fly in from Chicago? And we said, yeah. And I said, how'd you get here? He said, Uber, $67.
Wow.
Ours was $2.90, and we got there the exact same time.
Wow.
Plus, I got a hot dog in the middle.
Love it.
But so we really, that subway system is awesome. I felt
I agree.
Safe on there, and there's a lot of cops around there. Anyway, that's a great city, right?
I mean, no question.
It just, there was no question. So much there. And I brought you some gifts, too. I did go to the
M&M store. Yeah, the M&M store?
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you something
That's
else,
nice.
Too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Not from that weed store, is it?
No, I didn't get there, but I took some pictures.
I saw your pictures.
Oh, I took.
Is it legal out there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we went to Central Park and, people are smoking weed.
Wow. So. Okay.
Like I told you yesterday, plays just.
Did you go to a play?
The food is a little expensive.
A little? A little?
Just don't have Green Bay prices out there.
A little?
So, yeah. But and it's cool because we had a little, I went to see my daughter, they both of them live in Brooklyn. And then we had a little bit of time before we were going out to dinner that night. And you can just go into places, they get jazz. And there's so much to do there the time.
I agree, all the time.
And I thought the people were
And you don't need a car?
No, God, no.
I wouldn't drive there.
No way.
I would never drive there. Worst city I've ever seen for driving was Washington, D.C. You ever drive in Washington, D.C.?
No, I just really like I think they have an awesome subway system, too.
Do they? Okay.
Oh, my God. It's the best. All color-coded. Yeah, they have a really good one.
Cool.
But, yeah, it was fun. I mean, I would go there. I'm going back for Thanksgiving.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want me to come along?
No.
No? Just checking. Just throwing it out.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. Today is English Muffin Day. I like the English muffin.
Yeah. I like it. I wouldn't go out of my way for it. Remember we talked about restaurants and they offer you toast or English muffin?
Yeah.
I would go with the toast.
I would always go with the English muffin.
Yeah.
I'd take the pancakes, actually, first, but wouldn't you? Yeah. You know what I got? I got mine on a new diet. No, listen, okay? But it's really cutting back. You know, I read something yesterday that was really disturbing. Really disturbing. Mm. It said after 65, chances are you're only going to have like one more healthy birthday for men. What does that mean? Yeah. I'll try to find it again. It was this medical update type thing. It's like, what? So anyway, so I'm dropping 30 pounds. I've told you that.
A couple times.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm really, really, really making a concerted effort to cut back on carbs now. Okay? So here's what I bought this carbless bread. No carb bread. Okay? You can buy it I got it from Walmart. But it's carbless bread.
Quality.
And what I'm, and then I've got my omelet maker. So I just put two eggs in each little side of the omelet maker, and I put a little piece of cheese across all of it, and then I take those, and I just slide them right onto the toast of my whole grain, no-carb bread. I'm literally eating, I'm getting full, and I have zero carbs.
Well, what happened?
None.
I thought that Johnny drink last week was
the
answer.
Yeah, I know.
What happened to that?
Okay, can I just say one thing?
I'll wait till next week for something.
No, listen to me. Listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Fruit's expensive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. I mean, I was serious about that, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
$6 for this little thing of berries?
Yeah.
When did fruit become really expensive? I always thought that was like, a cheap thing. I'll just grab some fruit. Wow.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I was literally shocked, and especially if it's like cut up or anything. And those, it's like, holy, wow. I had no idea.
So that, I don't know if that's the healthiest breakfast, Johnny. You got cheese in there. You got... Egg yolks.
You need the calcium, and you need the other calcium.
You could get just as egg whites.
Nah.
I don't think they say yolks are as bad as they used to say.
You're exactly.
Right?
Oh, really?
Even with cholesterol, eggs aren't as bad for you as they thought.
All right.
Yeah.
But no, I'm
But yeah, I'm going almost all no carb. I'm going to drop 30.
Okay.
Todd, on the 20, what day is today?
23rd.
Are we here on the 26th? Is that Friday?
That yes. is Friday.
Okay, you know what I want to do?
What's that?
A weigh in.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Here's the hook. That'll give us 2 months until our anniversary.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But here's the deal, Todd. Only you are going to know how much we weigh in at.
Oh.
Gotcha. And then on the 26th of June, and we both put down $100 to give to a charity of your choice, and you will be the only one. And then we weigh in that morning, and you announce who won.
Okay.
You like that?
Jim, you in?
Hey, I got to think about that. I think I am. But, John, we weighed ourselves when we started the show. I thought we were going on that weight. And well, that was accurate. That was accurate, too, with that scale.
Yeah. Todd decided he wanted to do it a different way.
that's not
We talked about
true.
It yesterday when you were gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to think about it. But, okay. We're doing a weigh-in. And we're doing the weigh-in in front of the group of people that are going to be here.
But Todd will be the only – Friday, we're going to weigh in here. And he'll be the only one that knows.
Okay, but Todd, I don't know. Let's talk about that because we weighed in the day we started.
Jim, that was okay. Let's forget about that. Okay, we're starting over. Mm-hmm. All right. Happy birthday! What else going on today? Cherry Cheesecake Day. All right. German Beer Day. It's Picnic Day. Birthdays: John Cena's 47, George Lopez 63, Valerie Bertinelli. Boy, I had a crush on her when I was in high school or whatever. Didn't. 64.
That's that one day at a time, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, she married Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. He turned out to be kind of a mess, huh?
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. Did you see a picture of him, like, down the road?
Like, toward the end?
Yeah.
Was it
all drinking and smoking and stuff?
I think he was doing some drugs and stuff like that. Sammy Hagar still has, like, he's still out there telling stories about Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth and all that kind of stuff. Every time he's on a show.
Oh, no kidding.
He's just bashing them.
Oh, I'd like to hear that, actually. Yeah. I like that behind the music stuff.
Well, you should invite Valerie Bertinelli to into our weight loss program.
Lee Majors.
She actually lost a lot of weight, Jim.
Well, she was recently.
I don't know when you saw her last.
Like last week.
Oh, all right.
There was some red carpet thing.
She lost weight and then she gained weight.
Right, but she's lost it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay.
Boy, her sister in that show is a mess too, huh?
Michelle Phillips, right?
Yeah. Mackenzie Phillips.
That's right. Because Michelle Phillips and what's his name was her mom and dad.
Yes. Yeah.
From Mamas and the Papas.
Who was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
In her day. Then she was in like Dynasty or some show like that.
Knott's Landing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's bad that we don't.
Yeah. I'm up on my nighttime soap.
I guess.
I remember the only time I've ever called a TV station to complain about anything ever.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
First season of Dallas. And they had this big promo on Dallas, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they showed this big explosion and like what, you know what I mean? And I was just fanatical about that show. And I was in college. Yeah. And I sat there on that night to watch the show. And it was some other show on, and they were promoting. What they've been doing was promoting the start of the next season.
Oh, I'd be mad.
Oh,
okay.
Was I mad?
Yeah, yeah.
Was I angry?
False advertising. And now you do it for a living.
I know. IBS for a living. All right. And Lee Majors is 85 years old.
Oh my God. I took a leak
next to Lee Majors one time.
Oh, you got to come back and tell that story.
Can't wait.
All right. We're going to start a quick break.
Good to be back.
The mayor is back in. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media app. It is a beautiful morning out there.
It is.
50 degrees in Green Bay, 50 in Hampton, 53 in Oshkosh. Winds out of the southwest at 4 miles an hour.
That doesn't sound very fast.
That's no, it's good. Not. But that's just in my own home, my own, how I judge.
Oh, you don't know that?
No, I don't
I
know that.
I thought you were reading that.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
What was your guess? Not even close.
4 miles an hour just from the southwest.
I'm going to get
7 miles an hour out of the southwest.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
No, that's really good. I couldn't do that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just by looking at that flag?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm impressed.
So you got to tell the story that you can't go into a break, say
oh,
that
yeah,
you took
yeah,
a leap next league majors, and then not tell us.
He was part owner of a USFL team. I can't remember which, maybe the Los Angeles Express. And I was covering the USFL when I was working in Flint, Michigan, because we had the Michigan Panthers. And they actually won the USFL championship. And I'm in the men's room at the game, at the Silver Dome. The old
yeah,
Silver Dome.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I'm doing my thing there at the urinal. And this guy, big guy, comes next to me and just kind of do one of those, you know, right? And I look. It's like, oh, my God. I go, Lee Majors? He goes, how you doing? They're good. I said, hey, it's a good team you got there. Yeah, we're getting better. Yeah.
Nice.
And so just, yeah.
Wow. Oh. Was it a little creepy, like, where there were a bunch of empty urinals and he came next to you? Or was it, like, just...
I was afraid you were going to ask that. It kind of was.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. It kind of was.
Yeah.
It kind of was.
Right.
Yeah. But I was thinking, that's as close as I'm ever going to get to Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
So.
Oh, boy.
I think he was married to her at the time. Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Still
yeah.
got the poster.
Exactly. 1954, Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit his first Major League home run. That's pretty cool. Brewers at the Pirates tonight at 5 o'clock on WISS. So there you go.
How are your Bucks doing?
Well, they won the first game, which was good.
Is that superstar playing?
No, but Dame Lillard had 35 in the first half the other night. It was just unbelievable. He just went nuts.
But then nothing in the second half.
And then nothing. Didn't score
crazy.
In the second
yeah.
half.
Yeah.
That's the most bizarre thing ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So they won one without him. So
I don't know. Home? Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Wow.
But the Pacers are pretty. Pacers always kind of have their numbers, sort of. It's kind of a tough thing. But without Giannis, I don't think they're going too far. Maybe. Oh, we'll see. So one more question I have to ask you about New York.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, man. But it's pretty much self-sufficient. I mean, it's not as, how do I put it, you know, as crazy as people think in regards to getting around and everything. I would never drive. But, I mean, a person can go to New York, get a hotel, cab the whole thing, Uber the whole thing,
walk.
Go to all walk.
God, do they walk?
That's what I mean.
They walk. Yeah. I'll tell you, Johnny, I got my
you
enough
get your
steps
in there.
Those
yeah.
2 days than I did for the last, for sure, 2 weeks, if not 2 months. It's just we walk everywhere. But that Central Park is just so, there's
beautiful.
Just a million
Love
people
it.
There. And you know,
I took a boat ride when I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing about New York being unsafe, there's safety in numbers.
Yeah.
And there's just people
all
where
over
I was
the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, even. You know, so those the theaters are, you know, Lion King's playing, The Wiz, Notebook. You know, all those theaters are.
Did you go to The Notebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Any big names? Any big actors?
I got the and they hand out
the
playbill.
Oh,
they hand it out in
okay.
paper.
I thought they didn't do those anymore.
Well, here at the Widener.
Oh, okay.
But you know, if they want to model themselves after New York, they should spend the extra dollar, 25 or dollar. And but the tickets for that was $200 each.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't even, it's still in like, what do they call that?
Off Broadway?
No, nah, pre-trial. It's not done. The review was.
Oh, really? Oh, no kidding.
Wasn't great. It's really? A musical.
It is?
It is. It is. So that's the difference. So there's music they sing some of their songs back and forth. But,
okay.
But anyway, it was great. Anyway, what I was saying is, so at 10 o'clock or whatever, 9:45, these theaters, all the plays start about 8 o'clock and they're all done at about 10 o'clock, 10:15. It's like a Packer game letting out. It's just thousands of people that are on the streets. And then, of course, we had dinner before that. But then, you know, I stopped at my little umbrella hot dog stand before.
All right.
Look, I'll take the chili dog this time, guys. Weren't you here last night? I'm like, yeah, I was. So anyway.
Okay, let me ask you. So when I was in Prague.
Yeah.
Okay. We stopped at a vendor like that and had these big sausages.
Oh, yeah.
And I took it. And now let me ask what you guys are doing. So we stopped at we're right there downtown Prague in the old town or whatever it's called. And there was kind of like a fence type thing. It was probably as wide as this thing. So everybody was using them as almost like a picnic table. Okay, when they were getting their food. So I go to put like mustard or something and it rolls out of the bun and lands on the thing, on the cement. Would you still eat it?
Mm. It was your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I did too. Was you, Todd?
I think so.
Okay.
See, this is the guy making me.
Oh, okay. He looks authentic. He looks like an authentic New Yorker.
So I was just showing him a picture of the guy cooking me my.
Nice.
My Italian
sausage.
How
come they don't have those around here anymore?
I don't know. But
remember that used to be the hot dog? That was a good friend of mine that opened that. Remember the hot dog stand after hours about 20 years ago?
But I don't think after 10 o'clock he was attracting people from the theater. We had problems with that guy.
Why? He was a friend of mine.
Now there's some fights and it was.
Well.
So the guy comes to the city council meeting because we're thinking about, should we limit this guy's hours? Should we charge him a little bit more? Okay. This is a. One could view him as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, one of the guys that used to work, it was my intern.
Okay, he comes to the city council meeting, and we're asking about, you know, the clientele. He goes, look, I make a living serving drunks. Like, dude, that is not going to get you your license.
That's not a good answer. But they got to eat, too.
Yeah, well, it just didn't work for him. But in New York, my God, they're every corner, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, that city has so much to offer. I think everybody should go there.
I agree. You got to see New York. New York.
There's so much to do there. And I told you, even that St. Patrick's Cathedral, which, you know, I talked to Cardinal Dolan. Remember him? He's from Madison.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I told him I was from Wisconsin. Oh, Wisconsin. But anyway.
You saw him?
Yeah, I shook his hand a couple times. Twice I talked to him. Yeah. He did the Mass because I think I told you, because, Johnny, when you went to Mass, right, it was the Feast of the Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He had the Mass, and it was all the police officers that were there.
Oh, wow.
And then after, I don't want to show you pictures because we're on the radio, but then after they had a little parade with all the bagpipers.
Oh, nice.
It was great.
I would have loved that. I love bagpipes.
It was very, very cool. So,
can I have them at my funeral or not? Is there some law you can't have a bagpipe unless you're military or fire or police? Is there some law?
There can't be a law, can there?
There can't be a law, but some kind of like a bagpipe guy won't do it. If you're not that.
Well, now that they could have their own little code of conduct stuff.
Because I really want a bagpipe at my funeral.
I'll make that happen.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The mayor will play it himself.
It'll be the one that my buddy Tori found in the dump. I can see that. Yeah. Yep, I can see that. So anyway.
Then we went to Rockefeller Center. You don't want to see pictures, but this is all the.
Oh, cool. Stuff.
It was just a cool. There's so much to do there, and there's always, always, always something going on. Like I said, yesterday we're going to walk down to the Trump trial, you know, because that's in Manhattan. But
well, you wouldn't be able to get in, would you?
No.
Oh.
But just see all the. But this is.
This for you. This for you, Jim.
We just got that. Yeah, this I was for just. You. Yeah,
I can I love see that. I can't you soldering back. Down Fifth Avenue. I can see it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was just, and I just very safe. Great customer service. So,
hey, we got a big show, kid. We got Ron Brooks from the Whammy. We got Naomi Mose Jenkins, sculpture artist. We got our Scotty B for tickets to Charlie Barron's. Don't want to miss it. Back after this. I want to be
a part. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
High-speed broadband internet. In Wisconsin, some folks take it for granted. Others are still on the wait list. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And for a lot of our rural Wisconsin communities, they are on that wait list. Darren Moser knows all about it. He is the CEO of the Marquette Adams Telephone Cooperative. They're one of the providers that's working very hard to make sure even that last rural mile has access to high-speed broadband internet. But he says financial support, both on the state scene and the federal scene, has been critical.
Our desire, our ability to push out into these areas that we weren't typically serving, we couldn't get into these areas without the grants. The cost models are just too expensive. Even when you figure at the average cost of $6,200 for what we've done so far, and those costs are going up as well. But you know, that takes several years before you get your investment back, and even several more before you get the operating costs back, and then after that, you can start looking at, is it returning on return on investment? So it's a long haul, and without these funds, that most of this construction would not get done.
Darren Moser, he is the CEO of the Marquette Adams Telephone Cooperative. He said he is hearing success stories when they do finally get rural communities connected. He said farms are able to monitor their livestock via video, kids are able to study at home, and family businesses can advertise online.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapperan or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapperan helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapperan and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And in between the raindrops and the wind, Wisconsin farmers have stayed busy trying to get some spring planting done. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday, 19% of our oats were in the ground, 25% of our potatoes were already planted, 22% of our spring tillage was already complete. The pasture ratings are 37% good to excellent. That's up 5 percentage points in just 1 week's time. And there were some scattered corn and soybean plantings reported in the south. I'm Pam Yonke.
A little sunshine this morning, then gradually becoming mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 65, the wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a good-looking Tuesday morning. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Luxurious look, sleek design, custom colors, all guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. At Pella, they see windows differently. They have the highest rated energy efficient products and a complete range of durable, functional, high quality products that bring out the best of your home. Plus, right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Zero interest, up to 36 months, no down payment, no interest, no payments for 18 months if you book before April 30th. Pella Windows and Doors, the former mayor has them. You should too.
Yeah. When we were talking last time about the Pella Windows and how easy they are to operate, something I forgot to mention. So what is my biggest pet peeve in the city?
Wow.
That's a book.
Holy, but no, just, what did I, holy, complete. Loud cars.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
And Pella Windows makes your house quieter.
Oh, okay.
It does, you guys. I'm telling you, that makes a difference because, noise is, thank you for saying that. You ask anybody who worked for me, but yeah, noise, loud noise is my biggest pet peeve. And so I want to say, besides these great windows, that the noise, and that helps, right? Especially
yeah,
where I live.
Absolutely.
Because
right?
I live kind of by on a major
no question.
Street. So anyway.
That's awesome.
There's just, that financing thing, they didn't have that when I did that. Yeah. So I'll go back and talk to them.
Get it replaced. By the way, I want to know how good of a friend you are.
Okay. To who?
Me.
Oh, yeah. John, go ahead.
Would you let me test something out on you?
No. No. No.
You don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah, no. That no, John.
It wouldn't be as bad as you think.
No. Nope. The answer is no. So right. I can, you want me to find somebody that,
oh,
there's right. people who like that kind of stuff that I'm not the guy.
Which why?
I don't like surprises.
All right.
One. And
it wouldn't be a surprise. I'll tell you what it
totally
is.
Totally trust you. Yes.
I need to check out and see if the mace I have is still strong enough. So what I would do.
Oh, well then.
That's for our party on the 26th of June.
Well, mace.
Come on down and mace the mayor.
I was talking to Peter Flukey. He used to be a police officer.
Got an old taser here.
Because I'm gonna buy a bike and I'm gonna be, you know, going down these trails. And I kind of got attacked by a dog one time years ago. Okay. So I want to carry mace with me.
Yeah.
And I got some, but it's I don't know. It gets old. It gets, you know, loses its strength. So all I want to do is
no.
Okay. I was just, listen to me.
Why don't you test it on one of your...
How do you test it on yourself? How do you test mace on yourself? So here's all I was going to do, Jim. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. I would just like spray it in front of you. Like here. Just spray it right here. And just move your face into it a little bit.
No.
And see if it's just... You don't even have to... It won't be full bore. It'll just be the littlest bit.
Yeah.
Yes?
Ask Todd. He's on the other side of
the
glass.
Okay, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I'd do it for you.
That doesn't
I would do it for
me.
I would
that,
do it for
that
you.
That does not
I would,
work
well,
with me.
I would do it for you. How do you test mace?
Will you lend me $500? No. Oh, I would do it for you. That still, I wouldn't lend you the money. You know what I mean? It's the same thing, John. It just doesn't. That
how do you test that? Officer Craig or somebody,
there
how
you
do
go.
You test
or
mace
call, or call
to know
Perry.
If it's still good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people. That's an interesting question. I didn't know mace.
It goes bad.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Got this. Mace is like $7.99. Stop being cheap.
Oh, there you go. That's
you
a
sure?
great answer. $7.99. Yeah. Okay,
I think that might just be the over-the-counter stuff, though.
You want the heavy-duty stuff?
I want the heavy-duty stuff. If I'm going to use it, I want to make sure it works.
Is that the best thing?
Yeah.
For bikies out, they tell you to
yeah,
spray
absolutely.
Mace at a dog?
Absolutely.
Does a dog get hurt at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They actually like it, I guess. got this. It says, buy a new canister of Mino. They only last 2 years. There should be an expiration date on it. Ah, I did not know that. I'll check that out then.
Well, then why don't you look at the can when you, yeah, look
I
at
will.
It and see.
Because it says right on there, for police use only, the can I have.
Where'd you get that?
My brother.
Oh. Well, that's, I didn't know mace had different potency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
And can you adjust the nozzle for like different spray?
I don't think so.
I think it's a pretty easy,
yeah.
simple process.
But I'm going to say this. Peter, when he was in here the other day, said he kind of did that, tested some, and he got too much into it, and he started just crazy with his eyes watering and his
nose.
What
do you do to me? Right.
No, because it's not that strong, Jim.
Why'd you have Peter do it then?
Wow. He suggested you. He thought he was immune to it now.
Blame it on Peter.
Yeah, he was around Peter, so much.
Right, I'm sure.
And he said the mayor would be a perfect person.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Got this. Go to the police uniform store on Alloway Avenue. Yeah. It also leaves a dye on the person. Can I try it on Milton?
No. Okay. I don't. A dog owner's not going to like that.
All right. Well, you got it. What do you mean?
If you put dye on my dog, I would not like that.
Well, if he attacks me and tries to take out my throat.
Okay, and I think that's, like, just because a dog is, like, running next to you.
No, I was attacked. I was attacked. I could see it in his eyes. By the way, we got a good thing. So is that a no? It's a total no. Total no?
Boy, it's even more definite. I was kind of thinking about it. But no, absolutely not.
Quick story. I was working at a radio station. Funny. And I was, you know, a lot of times when you work in radio and you're on the air, you all have to share like a workspace, right?
Of course.
Right. So I mean,
that's why cold spread through radio stations
that's
so
right.
bad.
So I'm sitting at the shared workspace and I'm on the phone and I'm talking to somebody. I'm really not paying attention to what I'm doing, but I, you know, I'm in the drawer pulling out pens, you know, looking at the whiteout, all that kind of stuff. And there's this little like keychain in there and I'm not really thinking about it or anything. So I'm talking on the phone and I got this keychain in my hand and I'm just kind of, you know. And all of a sudden, I pressed the button.
Oh, wow.
And it was Mace.
No kidding.
Did Mace myself, but I basically cleared out the entire floor.
Wow.
Because
I can imagine.
Because it got in the ducts.
My goodness gracious. Well, you know, when I had my Vietnam vet friend in here yesterday, showed me that old video.
Yeah.
And when they would clear out a bunker, a VC NVA bunker, they had this powder. It's called CS powder, I believe, and it's like solid mace type things, I guess. And I guess you can't go into that thing for years afterwards. That stuff gets into your eyes and your throat so bad so that they can't use the bunkers anymore. I want to say it's called CS powder, but they say that's horrible. But I was at the Marine boot camp when I went down to shoot that video for the recruiter, and they had me there when the kids when the Marines had to go into the tear gas bunker and then come out. And those kids, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, they were on their hands and knees, wow. You know, trying to, and you can't rub. If you rub it, it's even a lot worse. So,
wow. Yeah. I don't know. Is that the best thing to take with you when you're on the trail? How about a horn, you know, to scare the dog away?
What if he's deaf?
No, I don't know.
Ring your bell at him.
Wait, Peter,
the bell, I was
Peter
thinking
and,
about the bell, because like, we gave away free bells just to notify walkers. You know,
I think that's a great idea.
Because
when I was walking down here just on the Fox River, one guy came up right behind me. And I don't walk in a straight line. I realize
that. There's a reason, but we won't get
into
that.
But I think it's because one leg's a little bit shorter than the other.
I think it's something else. But
I'm like a one-legged duck that swims in a circle.
You didn't just come up with that. That's funny.
That's the old saying, you know, do sharks bleep in the ocean? Do bears bleep in the woods? Does the one-legged duck swim in a circle?
I never heard that.
Have you never heard that?
No. Todd, I mean, I've heard water off a duck's back, which is really cool how that works.
You've never heard, does the one-legged duck swim in a circle?
Nope.
Okay.
I haven't.
All right.
Okay, but that's a good one.
Everybody else has heard that one.
Well, and then we're going to find out where that came from, too.
Okay.
We're doing that study. We're researching those.
Yeah.
What are those
idioms.
Called?
Idioms.
Idioms.
Yeah, we got to go through
idioms.
That some more.
We got to.
We definitely.
For sure, we got to do one a week.
Yes.
That we.
I agree totally. And next
for
week, for sure, I am all set. I am locked in. I am ready to go on my Win Minos money.
Oh, yeah. Good.
But here's the deal.
That's going to be fun.
Unlike the last day, however money we have left, okay, we're doing it $100 per quarterback. So somebody could literally win $1,000. What do you think about that?
If they stump you 10 times?
No, all they have, no, it's like if I get them all right up till $900,
you
got $1,000 riding on the last one. What do you think? Todd?
Well, don't you think you should talk to the guy putting up the money?
Yeah, I'll talk to Mike.
I mean, I like the title, but...
Hey, Mike Daniels, if you're listening, give us a call. Since it's really win Mike Daniels' money.
But it sounds much better with Mino's money.
I know. It's take off of the Terry Bradshaw thing. You
know,
win Terry's money.
I think that's great. Yeah.
So I'm thinking about doing that.
And everyone knows that's not Terry Bradshaw's money.
Right.
He's kind of cheap, I heard.
Is he?
Yeah.
I liked his TV show. You ever see his TV show with his daughters and his granddaughter? That was a cute show.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
Seems like a good guy, just kind of a goof.
Yep.
But a good guy.
Did he just sell his ranch?
I think so, yeah.
He's getting Frail's not the right word.
He's had some issues.
Right.
He's missed some games now and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway. But Peter or Tracy or any diehard bikers or runners out there, because I had another buddy who was jogging, got attacked bad by a dog.
Ask, what does Peter use? Because you said—
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You asked him if he carried a gun. He said no.
Right, which surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Did you— the tasers. Did you ever— oh, you got tased.
I got
you showed
tased.
Me that thing. Because to shoot a taser, you got to be tased. That was our
policy.
The training.
But they actually did. It was at a golf tournament for a fundraiser type thing. And they didn't tase me. They clipped like alligator clips onto my stomach and did it that way. And
cheating. Yeah, no, tasing is—
okay, if that's cheating, I'll do it to you. if that's a wussy way to do it, on June 26th, we'll do that to you.
No,
we'll hook you up to alligator clips. Tase you.
We've got a full—
we can use the battery out of my car.
Absolutely.
We got a full schedule that day. Sorry,
no, we
just
got
can't
time.
Squeeze it in. No,
oh, when you we got time.
We got the guys cooking food.
I mean, there
got
might
music.
There
we
might
got
still be the video and the audio of it. You hear that? I'm like,
got the light.
Ow! Yeah. Ow! And I'm like, that's enough. And somebody asked Mino, how long was that? I'm like, I don't know, 20 seconds? It was 2.5 seconds. It is the most painful thing I've ever experienced. Other than torsion of the testicle, it's the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Okay, I'm going to say other than what?
I did that playing football. I had to have emergency surgery. Okay, that's the only time I ever had morphine. They had to give me morphine. They said it's the pain of childbirth.
Wow.
He says the pain of childbirth. Yeah, and I had that.
I was looking at your— I haven't found your video yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm looking for it. You being tased.
But Todd, we're not doing that on the 26th.
No?
No, we got—
how about this then?
Raise some money.
How about this? We could raise a lot of money. We could feed a lot of people, Jim. Do it for the homeless.
Yes.
But you know what else we could do then? If you're afraid to do that?
Afraid. I just don't want to.
Oh, it's okay. What if we have the dogs, the canines, and we put you in the big rubber suit?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
I've done it.
Yeah, you have.
Now, that video I've seen.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm seeing the chief tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday. Yeah.
Talk to him.
No, Wednesday.
The one thing I would never do, and they asked me to do it, is they wanted me to play the part of the guy where they put a dog in the an abandoned house, and you have to hide. They want me to hide like above a closet or something. You know what I mean?
You can't.
It's one thing if I'm standing there with 20 cops having a beer tasting event. It's another thing if I'm in some closet, this dog's on his own running around. He might just say, this is a tasty little morsel here.
And he gets there long before the police show up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The damage he could do in those few minutes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. No, they scare me, though. Don't they? Even where was I walking one day, and one was in the back seat, and he kind of went off just because. And it, holy man.
Well, that's just it. You know, they're in— you walk by their car and those things start— that scares the bejesus out of you.
Because they want to get out and do something.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's their life. That's what they're bred to do.
Yeah.
By the way,
we might come up with some kind of activity, though, that is going to be kind of fun on the 26th. Well, I'll think of something. I don't know if that's it, but we're gonna have a lot going on that day.
Hey, we got a great thing coming up today. It's called Scotty B. We have to have callers, not
no texters.
Texting.
Yep.
You have to call. You have to pick up the phone and call. We have 10 Wisconsin city and town names. You got to spell them. And we're giving away something fantastic, Charlie Barron's tickets. Charlie Barron's tickets coming up at the Resch Center. How cool is that? Charlie Barron's tickets.
Fantastic. And then not only the tickets, but you get to meet and greet Charlie as well.
So a meet and greet with Charlie and free tickets to the show, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
How cool of a prize is that?
That's an awesome prize.
That's fantastic.
All you have to do is spell some of these
cities. But you
got to
do it in a hurry. It can't be like you're going to sit there and look them up.
Google it. Yep. No.
Todd's got his timer on it.
If we say Manitowoc, you got to spell it.
Yes.
Right.
But that's not one of them.
No.
A little harder than that. But they're all Wisconsin cities.
Yes.
So, hey, Todd, that third one from the bottom, I don't know if that's right.
Is
that, is that really? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, okay. I knew you were going to say that, Jim.
Okay.
I really did.
These are good ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's going to be fun. Charlie Barron's tickets. What time are we doing that?
We're going to do that at 8 o'clock this morning.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Don't call in yet.
Oh, that's right. See the Scotty Baby. Okay. Phenomenal.
This is going to be a fun contest.
I love it. All right. We got to send a quick break. Ron Brooks from the Whammies is coming in. Naomi Mose Jenkins, artist, talking about the Art Garage, which is a very cool thing.
Awesome.
In Green Bay.
They could do a lot of cool stuff there.
With the Art Garage. We're going to send a quick break. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
And I'll be at your side forevermore. You know you're. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And just a reminder that whenever the guys go in and out of breaks, if they're not ready to go, we're charging them $10 each time.
You weren't ready.
I was too.
No, you weren't. You were talking.
I was reading, but I was here.
We're up to $40 total since last week.
Wait, did we get fined today?
I got fined yesterday.
Yeah.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, you got fined yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, but I was here. I just didn't have my headset on. Okay, I'm back.
I think headsets are supposed to be on, aren't they? $651. Proper team apparel.
At your desk.
Absolutely. Right. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a legit thing. He's legitimately fining us.
I fined myself yesterday, Jim.
You did?
Yeah, for because what? I was taking pictures and moving people around. We were scrambling, and I didn't get back to the studio to get out of the break in time.
Okay.
I would give you a pass on that one.
I'm going to charge. Yes. Listen to Jim. We're going to charge.
Yeah. No, I think it's legit.
Is the money going to a pool for like refreshments, or is it going to a charity?
Let's do charity.
Yeah,
right?
We're doing charity.
All right. Let's give back to the community.
We're running low on water. We're running low on M&Ms.
Yeah, whatever happened to our power bars or our little healthy granola bars we had for a while?
We did.
What happened to those? You said you keep that stocked all the time.
What are
that
those called?
Kind bars.
Kind bars.
Yeah,
I love those.
The only one who ate them was you. I was buying them. You were eating them. So yeah. Well, okay.
Wow. Turned nasty. Real fast.
He comes back in the New York state of mind. Wow.
Yeah, they're tough out there.
Oh, did I find a good channel yesterday?
Uh-oh.
Vevo? You ever heard of Vevo?
Yeah.
V-E-V-O?
Yep.
And it was all
music.
70s videos. But it's actually before they even had many of the videos. It was 70s and 80s. And a lot of them were from, what's the guy? Don Kirshner? Saturday Night Special. Remember that TV show?
Yes.
And a lot of it was the performances from on there. Oh, it's fantastic. So cheesy in some ways.
Those
but
music
so
videos?
Good. Yeah. But they performed semi-live Saturday nights. Everybody watched that when I was in college. Don Kirshner's. This is Don Kirshner's rock concert. Tonight we have. Yeah, it was great. Olivia Newton-John. Bruce Springsteen.
We're in college at the same time. I don't remember that. But
okay. You don't remember he Don Kirshner's rock concert? Oh, that was huge. I want to say it happened before Saturday Night Live became a thing. So I want to say
we watched a lot of Saturday Night
Live. I know, but
Night
I think
Live.
It was the same time slot. It probably lasted about 3 or 4 years, I think.
So Don Kirshner's Rock Concert was the name of that show. And then there was also one on NBC called The Midnight Special.
Whoa!
So they were separate.
Two different shows.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And Johnny Rivers did the theme for The Midnight Special. Remember Johnny Rivers?
Oh, yeah.
It's The Midnight Special.
Shine the light on you.
Yes, exactly. And you know what's so funny? We were talking the other day about music.
And Wolfman Jack was on there, by the way.
Oh, that's
not
right.
That.
And remember I said I loved Pure Prairie League?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were on that show yesterday. And it was Vince Gill when he was with them.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't hardly recognize him. He was chubbier and had like really long hair and a beard and everything for Amy. I was the only hit they really had.
So is that a cable thing then you're talking about? It is.
Son, like, well, you can also Roku, something like that.
Yeah, you can and you can find them on YouTube too. You can look up Vevo, it's great.
It's great. It was fantastic. Springsteen doing 10th Avenue Freeze-Out.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Yeah. Loved it. Loved it. I used to love Motown music then too.
Yeah.
You know what? If I was black, I really think. No, I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. I'm not
John,
even kidding.
You don't have to be black to like
Motown. Well, no. But if you had the talent, jeez, I would love to have been one of those backup singers. Oh, those guys were so cool.
And
I mean, they.
The leisure suits.
You watched them. They had it going on.
They did. I agree.
They had style. Because there's two things. I'm going to admit, like, there's two things I don't have in life. When God made rhythm. Me, it's like, I'm going to screw with him a little bit. Two things he refused to give me.
Rhythm.
Okay. I could take it from here, Jim. Okay.
I thought you were looking at me like an answer. Not. Okay, because I could rattle off a list of things.
No,
but
I'm
going to
be honest.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I can't sing and I can't dance. Oh, I can't sing and I can't dance.
Well, he actually admitted that he can't sing.
I don't want to, John.
But!
You think you can. That's
listen to me. Well, in my head, I know I can't. Ramona from Ramona and the Flower.
Yeah.
She wants to come back and do a duet with me.
Now, wait a minute.
John.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Did she really say that?
Yes.
Okay, John.
Call her. You got her number?
No,
call her. Give her a quick call.
Okay.
Give her a quick call. This is legit. And I was thinking picture.
Picture.
Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This is what I'll get to talk to her offline.
Yes.
She needs to have you sing, and then she can harmonize with what you sing.
Okay, let me just give you a little bit, and you tell me if I have a chance.
Okay.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the motel.
Did you write that?
No, it's a song. It's Picture. It's a number one hit. Kid Rock.
Okay. So, all right. So that.
Oh, no.
That was Todd.
That was from Todd.
That wasn't me.
No, oh.
John, what she's going to do is you can sing a couple stanzas, whatever you however much. And then she's going to have to harmonize with you, but she's going to have to keep shifting keys because that's what you do when you sing. So it is possible, but you're not going to do it together is what I'm saying. You're going to do your track, and then she's going to harmonize on what you give her. Right, Todd?
We're good. We're doing it live.
No, ain't going to work. I'm telling you, John, you're going to embarrass yourself.
We got to get a little auto-tune going on with that, I think.
Yeah. Or else you could. I got it. Looking out for you. You're my friend. You lip sync.
No!
And we'll get somebody else to sing it. Yep.
No!
That will be a. Then you'll get applause.
No!
You don't want to get the gong, John.
I think.
No, she's not going to risk her career.
Maybe
with
the
you.
Flower will sing and you can pretend to sing.
There you go.
No.
Right?
Yep. There's a lot of things we can do. We just got to work on that.
Okay, maybe I can't do Kid Rock. Who else could I do?
No,
who
John,
else could do it?
That doesn't make a difference.
I could do Johnny Cash, maybe?
That doesn't
make
a difference.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning.
You could do...
No way to hold my head. It didn't hurt.
You could do Jackson with her, right?
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Going to Jackson.
We got married in a fever.
Yep.
Hotter than a pecker sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
You think because you know the words, you can sing and just...
That actually wasn't that bad.
If there's something, that will be
maybe
on the list.
Do.
That may be on the list.
Okay.
And then he can, what is it, June Carter, right? She can sing that part.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That could work. Are you doing that for the 26th?
We'll see.
No.
We'll see. She's the one that contacted me. She says, hey,
I don't
John,
that.
Promise me we're going to do a duet. Actually, I might go watch her. I might. What are you doing Friday night? They're playing at a little bar just down the street here. Friday night. Want to go watch them? Maybe I get up and I'll do a little something with them? Yes or no?
John, don't do this to yourself, man.
What he's saying is, don't do this to me. Yeah. He's worried about himself.
Hotter than a pepper sprout.
See there, now you're off again.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Hey, we got that.
Jackson, ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson.
Friday night, we got that rally for a reason. That thing at how?
At where?
Howe Resource Center.
That rally for a reason? That party?
When's that?
That's at 4 to 10.
This is Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have that on my calendar.
Okay.
Anyway. Sure, Ramona. All right, we're going to send our quick break. Mind of the Mayor, we're talking whammies, and we're talking downtown Green Bay Art Garage and a lot of other things. Charlie Barron's tickets. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk Yacht Rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer, Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.